Crisis in Britannia, Day 47. Hello, I'm Lady Machiavelli, and you're listening to Britannia Network News. In the headlines today, disaster near Trinzic. The army sent by Lord British last week to recapture the city has been ambushed and destroyed by legions of the undead. Reports from the few survivors state that the army was first attacked by thousands of the undead 2 days' march northwest of the city. A running battle lasting over 8 hours then ensued. The army's fate was sealed when a second undead legion attacked from the southeast. No casualty lists have been released yet. Again, the relief army dispatched to Trinzic by Lord British has been ambushed and destroyed. Trinzic remains in the hands of the enemy. We'll be right back after these words.
Hey, what's that?
Dude, it's a dragon.
No way.
I think it's a dragon. Or a chicken.
Either way, I'm naming it Chuck. I've always wanted a pet like you. Don't be afraid. Come here, dragon.
Friends, don't let friends tame drunk. Paid for by Tada, Tamers Against Drunken Animal Husbandry.
In the rest of the news, Lord British has departed Britain for the city of Yew to observe the questioning of the orc taken captive by Sir Geoffrey. He is in the company of Companion Dupre and is guarded by several lances of heavy cavalry. Civic duty or public nuisance? That's the question being asked today in Moonglow. Mary the Baker's assistant has rounded up all the formerly tamed small animals in that town. She is keeping them in her house, and some citizens have complained that the menagerie is noisy and stinks. Mary insists that it is a civic duty to, quote, salvage these poor beasts, ruthlessly named A, D, and V, by their former owners, and show them some compassion, unquote. The Moonglow City Council will debate the question later today. And those are the headlines. I'm Lady Machiavelli, and you've been listening to Britannia Network News.